Okay, we're going to move on here to repeater coverage in Felsburg Borough. I'll let Carmine speak here because we've been in communications with Center County, and Carmine had attended a meeting with Bob, and I'll let Carmine go with it.
Thanks, Darren. Well, on the 5th, well, I had to contact Margaret Gray twice, and she apologized for that because she retired on the 6th. But we arranged the meeting on the 5th at Willowbank with Bob and I, and I think it worked out better that it was just Bob and I, given it took us a little bit over an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Margaret Gray, the outgoing county executive, John Fronick, the incoming county executive, Norm Spackman, the 911 director, and Lee Schaefer, the physical plant director for the county. And Bob, I don't know, Darren, I don't know if you have copies of what he gave them.
Yeah, I think he did send that an email.
Yeah, Bob had a very complete presentation to give to them. It included maps with coverage. It included very professional CAD drawings done by his son of what they were proposing. And John, he's talked to you about this too, hasn't he?
Yeah, he sent me pictures of that up there. I haven't been up there myself, but it involves doing some work.
Yeah.
And one of the issues that came up was about insurance. If we go to do electrical work, there should be an inspector. And actually, he said get an insurance for me, but I think anybody going up there to do any work, to put up any antennas or anything, should be insured somehow.
Yeah, you know, it might be wise for the club to think about its own umbrella liability policy. And then, you know, if somebody's doing something for the club, like cleaning up the repeater site, that'll cover that. So he gave a very, very complete presentation, and the county is extremely receptive to this. I think the takeaways are Bob is examining whether a permit is needed to do that work. He's already submitted the permit request determination for the Rush Township. The issue of insurance has to be addressed. And then whatever work has to be done, which is probably going to be some electrical lines. Bob suggested an enclosure for the repeaters. That I don't have any pictures here, but that's one big open garage. And he was talking about a short wall with a door. Actually, I think where he was talking about the outer door comes right into where the repeater would be.
Yeah.
If it's done correctly. And putting some kind of a wall around it to isolate the repeater. And I said, maybe just a chicken wire cage, you know, frame. It's cheap. It does what you want. They'll have to address the security of the space. They don't do it anymore, but they did use it as a place to store election materials, which probably means election machines. And God knows that would, you know. There'd have to be a lease between the club and the county, and you already have a lease for Rattlesnake. And that all of this has to be approved by the commissioners. So once all of these things are worked out and settled, the proposal would have to go to the commissioners. They'd have to approve it. They'd have to approve the signing of the lease. Rent would be, you know, the nominal dollar a year. They're not looking for anything. They did, and we did talk a little bit about internet access. I know that there is a wireless and wired internet connection in the Magisterial District Court. I don't know how that's county pays for that. I don't know how they would feel about linking to that. That was kind of an unended or an up in the air discussion. And the end result is everybody, they got to figure those things out. The county's got to look at it and come up with, you know, what questions do we need to ask. The club's got to do a couple things. Bob's already working on those. And I believe that the county is extremely receptive to this. Most of you don't know, but I addressed Judge Sinclair in some of the first emails. He responded almost immediately, and he said, I support whatever they want to do. He said, I'm not worried about this. So I think you're going to discuss whatever costs the club
yes.
might be, need to come up
yep.
with. And, you know, there's going to be those questions. But for a first meeting, presenting the idea, Margaret was much more open than John was, but he's just coming on board. So
yeah.
That doesn't surprise me. And as the trained bureaucrat I am, I thought it went really well.
All right. Well, thanks for going over with Bob Herr Carmine.
No. That's part of what I should be doing.
Definitely appreciate it. The whole idea behind this whole thing was to link the 4-3 with the 6-4. And that way we have 100% coverage in Fellsburg Borough. This club's never had coverage in Fellsburg Borough with an HT. Even with a mobile sometimes, it's hard. It's just where we sit and where the repeater sits. There's a great big hill in the way.
And
this will be over a UHF link. Cody is in, basically Cody has everything he needs. Once we get this up, it shouldn't take long to put it together. He is our repeater trustee, Cody Bish. His call sign is K9HSK. You very seldom hear him on the radio.
Okay.
He does commercial radio for a living. So that's what he does for a living. He works for Pennsylvania Communications, which is owned by Tom Petkosh. Tom's been in the radio business for ever since I've known him, years. And Cody is a gung-ho. Everything's sitting there pretty much ready to roll. It's just getting this implemented, a place for the repeater. So once we get this done, you'll actually be able to use an HT in Fellsburg Borough for the first time ever.
Is there going to be a team going out with Cody to put these?
Yes, we'll put out for volunteers to come out and help, and that way everybody knows what's going on. There will be an expense to the club to get this done. Of course, we have to buy some antenna masts. We're going to be looking at some clamps, wall clamps to put the masses up with, and your general nuts and bolts, grounding and stuff like that. And then if we have to put a cage around it, that'll be some 2x4, like you said, maybe some chicken wire or something a little or beefier. I can understand the county doesn't want to have us have, you know, with their, and with the internet, if it doesn't happen, we can probably come up with an internet service.
I should say, you just reminded me. The county was addressing the, obviously that building is different than Rattlesnake because
right.
there's a court in there. And because they are storing some county property. So security will be an issue that they'll
yeah.
have to resolve for their comfort. But
yeah.
they talked about access to the building after hours and holidays. And I think if access is limited, where we have to get the county to go with us, they said that would be okay with the county. And Bob said, well, you know, if this goes down on a Saturday, it's not going to be critical to
right.
our operations until Monday we get up there to get it corrected. And Lee, the maintenance director, said, well, that's good. And, you know, if it is something that's really serious, if something's going on and you need it, we have an on-call list for our maintenance people. So, you know, that's going to have to be addressed a little bit
yeah.
to the county's comfort.
Yeah, we'll work with the county in any way we can. To, like you said, it's not an emergency if we can't talk
right.
for a day or two. I mean, it's just what it is.
So I think the good thing is that Bob will have, since he has drawings already, we'll have estimates of, before we have to buy anything, we'll know what.
Yes, pretty much right now, he's looking at some top rail for fence, for galvanized fencing. That's what he put up. That's what we put up at Tim's. They do make pretty good masks. Right now, they're going for like $80 a stick compared to what they were at one time. I think Bob, just by sitting down and me going around looking and him going around looking at stuff, we're probably going to have, let's say, $500 to $700 probably in getting this off.
Is that including or not including the antenna mast or the antennas themselves from the cable?
The antennas are already here. We have the antennas.
Okay.
The antenna's here. I think we have enough coax, depending on, the coax is going to depend on where we're putting the repeaters in the building. The coax, I got almost 75 feet of hard line sitting out there. It's the clubs. Not the antenna. It's out there. It's the clubs. And I got probably 60 feet of my own that I would donate if we need it. And that's half-inch hard line, Andrew's half-inch hard line. So that's the kind of money we're probably talking. I'm trying to find out if I can get some top rail used. It was taken off a ball field. I would have got to make, it's ours for a donation if it's the right size of diameter. We can probably get away at donating. It's coming from Warriors Mark Township. I got a guy that works for them, and they took it down off a ball field and put cheaper stuff up, he said. Yeah, they put junkier fence up. But we could get that for a donation.
And you could be looking at wire and raceway, too, for power.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't been up there to check, see what was there or how they run the existing. But from the photos that Bob showed me, as you come in that door there to the left, it looked, from the one photo I saw, it looked like there was an outlet there on the wall behind the cabin. As you come in the door there on the left.
I didn't pay attention that day, tell you the truth. I know.
Well, I looked all, from his photos, I looked all over, but from the one angle, the picture he had, it looked like there was actually a receptacle there.
Yeah, because we would only need one line. I mean.
Well, the thing would be, I don't know if that's on with, that circuit's on with the rest of the ones in there or not.
Right. If you'd have a dedicated circuit, we'd only need one line. Because we're not running nothing.
Or maybe just use that until.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to have to be determined once, if they could say go for it, and then we'd have to get with them and see.
Then the other thing would be tying the main grounds from the mast back to the main ground rods of the building. Now, I talked to Bob about that, and we talked about running it over with the, if we had to run a raceway. But I don't think that should, I should stay outside. I should not come inside.
Right.
Because if lightning strikes, you don't want that lightning coming in inside.
Right.
It should be put in the ground, although you'd have to cross that paved driveway. You'd have to cross that somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought maybe, well, where it meets the foundation of the building, you could take a saw that. All right.
Put it down in a little crease there
and then
seal
cold patch. Patch it back up would be the cheapest way, probably.
Yeah.
We've also done before, dig a hole on each
side.
And we've pounded rigid conduit in underneath the pavement.
Yeah.
Okay. And then once you get through, then you just use that as a raceway for your ground.
And the county's aware of that too, John.
Okay. I mean,
there was pretty far ranging. Discussion talked about all the things that might have to be done.
Okay. So that's what's going on with that.
Another
so
question, Carl, what is the time frame for all of this?
Well, I think Bob was kind of thinking we could get this done by July 1st, get the county approval by July 1st. That ain't going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
No.
Yeah. I mean, there's too much the county has to do, and you know, when they do this, it's going to have to be put on an agenda. The public's going to have to be able to see it. Then they're going to have to vote on it. And I don't, that's another point. The commissioners, Steve Dersham, Mike Pike, and Mark Higgins, I know all three of them. Higgins' former father-in-law was an amateur radio operator. So he's familiar with what we do, and I've known him for quite a while. Pipe I know because my wife is active in politics and she helped him on his campaigns. And Dersham, I've known him for God knows how long. So, and I don't see anything in one of those, in any of those three, that would tell me they would not be favorable to a yes vote on this.
Okay.
And the county, we're pretty fortunate. Our county staff is pretty professional. Whatever they come up with will be, they'll cover the bases.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty.
And when we get to that point, if at all possible, I would, because I did tell them, you know, this is part of auxiliary communications and AVRI's capabilities. So it has bearing on emergency communications, and I would go to the meeting and speak to that if they want me to. The last time we did that, though, it was, there was really no discussion with Greg Geisen's leadership.